Next up on our parade of poets for peace, please welcome Thomas Walton. Thomas. It's interesting how I realize the Olympia connection is kind of running through this reading, and Thomas is a little part of that. So, Thomas is the publisher of Page Boy magazine and a fine poet, so let's please welcome him.
Thanks, Paul. Thank you so much. That's a really tough act to follow, but I'm following it. So I'm going to just read a few poems for you guys. So these are all part of a project that I'm working on, and I've been working on for the past year, where I write a poem for every page in the dictionary, and I borrow phrases from that page and make a poem out of it. So this is from page 121 of that project, and it's called Beck. A small brook, a creek, a rill on the side of a creek that branches off from the creek, through the moss and the rocks beneath the curve of a branch that fell to the creek, over the creek, where running salmon fill a pool dammed by logs and leaves and rocks. The rill, it rills out of the pool, dammed by leaves and logs and rocks, through the moss and through the rocks. It clears the willow roots of soil, roots of ferns and roots of cedar. It clears the rocks of soil, it clears the soil of rocks, laying waste or laying wash the rill that rills over the earth, that branches off from the creek, though hardly seems to wander or search, but takes and takes, it clears and takes. It has no need to look or seek the rill that rills over the earth, takes and clears and washes and wastes the earth of soil, dirt, and muck. It spills the rill and wastes and takes and washes the earth and offers the earth a washing as it spills and snakes and rills beside the creek, from the creek to the creek that takes, the rill that takes, that runs and rills and rushes and pools, then rills again over the earth, around the rocks and washes and wastes. This one is from page 145. It's called With Gary Schneider on the Trail. This bear scat on the trail, a big pile, manzanita berries, salmon bones, Gary Schneider. Oh, Gary Schneider, at last devoured by the thing you love. Not the bear himself, but the himself of the bear. Yellow flowers and black paws. Am I confusing you with Robert Haas? Who was it who sang again and again of those elusive gentians? Here one season, gone the next. Black snake, mountain flocks, carrion eating. With black plumage, a pale bald head. It's a wise old bird, Gary, who forsakes the living to eat the dead. An ornithologist, a pederast, some locusts. In the park, when the sun came out, it seemed to be a thin, crisp cracker, unequaled in verdancy, brilliant as biscuits, patterned with small, rounded figures, the daisy tufts, molehills, people reading on blankets. This is enough, I thought, but then quickly, why isn't this enough? An ornithologist, a pederast, some locusts, they were all there in the park, in the sun, bejeweled by its light, held fast and warm in the common glory of its thin gelatin. All of us living right here, right now. And this was today's poem from that same project, 364, The Word or Words. I wonder what I should do now, I wondered, deflowering the field with what I hoped were flowers, defiling with love and lines. The park today was autumn gray, all the leaves were gowns. A swoon of worse in rows are piled against the amphitheater wall. I let them lie, remembering the sleeping dogs, as if I had any say in the matter, as if my only role here were to disturb or to defraud the breeze or season. And no amount of stillness, no attention to breath, no tread light enough could make of me part of it, leaf of leaves, cloud of clouds, word of words. So I left to join the other city dwellers gnawing on the hill. Thank you so much.
Walter.